Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From the WEEI studios, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Heard in Boston and throughout all six New England states.
Sports Radio 93.7, WEEI FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
Well, we have Bruins tickets to give away, so if you are caller number 9 right now at 617-931-0937, you will win tickets for tonight, Bruins and the Ducks at the Garden. Limited tickets are still available if you go to Ticketmaster.com/Bruins, but if you're caller number 9 right now, then you will win those tickets. This is Phil from the Cape. Hello, Phil.
Top of the morning to you guys.
What's going on?
So it's a heavy-hearted day, in all honesty. I mean, number one, I actually agree with Curtis and his creepy eyes for a change.
on what?
That's a nice thing Brady, ever said.
I think Brady's done. And a sad way to watch it go out. If we all believe that the greatest Super Bowl was a 28-3 comeback, to not pay any attention to how great a 27-3, not with Belichick, not with McDaniels, with a banged up team. I mean, to me, it solidifies the fact that it's always been Brady. It hasn't been Belichick. And unfortunately, it's time to start looking for another coach. I love Belichick. But the thing is this. It's the way that these teams are playing. It's an updated system. It'd be great if we can go back to the 60s and 70s and run the wedge and have it work and some of the old school methods, but we're dealing with an entirely different machine here. And I don't believe Belichick can do it for us anymore, as much as I absolutely love the guy.
By the way,
I just think it's fun.
Phil, pro tip. Order the wedge with ranch instead of blue cheese sometimes. It changes the whole entire experience. Just a pro tip on that. Do you think it matters? So Tom Brady in his month of introspection here, do you think it matters to him how he goes out, what game he goes out on?
I don't think so. I think his career as a whole, the guy who's ever going to beat any of his records, let's be honest. I don't think it's about records. I think it's about performance. And if we're talking about next year, week 18, I think you're also looking at banged up players. And I think it's going to be just as.
Yeah, we lost you. All right. I don't know what's going on there. But
smart call.
So do you think it matters to him?
I think about it a little bit.
You do.
Because people talk about how you walked away from the game. But
here, you can't say anything. If he's done after yesterday, Phil is right. I mean, that was an unbelievable comeback.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody would look poorly on that.
No. I think he looks at it like, man, if I had all my weapons, it might have been a different outcome. That's what I mean. Like, I think he looks at it. See, I don't think he walks away. Because I think he has too much of that Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods DNA in him. Serena Williams. where they love to do this.
And Maria Sharapova.
Yeah, I don't really know her that well, but if you want to throw into there, fine. They love to do, and they do it at such a high level. For them, walking away at the level that they are is so difficult. So
Do you think he would regret not walking away last year?
No. Here's what I would think.
I think he might, yeah. Actually.
He'll walk away this year, and I would not be shocked.
If he came back.
No,
like Gronk?
Yep. I would not, because he has like that Michael Jordan in him, like, I could still compete with these guys. He said it. I'm going to be sitting at home going, wait a second, I'm better than this Scribini?
Well, what do you think? If he leaves, do you think Gronk goes with him?
Oh, I think Gronk is pretty much tied to that.
What about Camille?
No, Camille, she's doing her own little show now.
Okay. This is Mike from Florida. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, how are we doing today?
What's going on?
I couldn't agree with the caller before me. I think his name was Phil. I couldn't agree with him more. It's pretty much what I wanted to touch upon. Number one, the only thing I do not agree with the fact that Tom Brady's done. I think it's 50-50 right now, and I'm sure that's the same for Tom. But in regards to, you know, the Patriots, after watching some of these teams, it's hard for me to not look at them as a second tier kind of team. Just because, as he put it, you know, Belichick's way of doing things, where you're taking guys that may have, you know, a mediocre track record and trying to get the most out of them.
Yeah, coach them up.
You cannot compete with some of the talent. It just seems to me like the talent is just getting better and better, faster, stronger, smarter. I mean, these guys out there, like Josh Allen, I mean, win or lose, you watch that guy play, and it's beyond impressive. And to see him and Mahomes go at it and actually get to showcase their abilities at the full to the fullest extent, It just shows you. I mean,
so you're saying that having Bill Belichick as your coach is no longer the advantage that it has been for the last 20 years?
I think there would be an advantage to it if he was more adaptive, if he was able to say, look, I've got to try and find a way to work with the way things, you know, are predicated in the NFL these days, and his mentality of, you know, taking guys like, you know, Chris Hogan and you know, Julian Edelman and getting the best out of them, you know, possible. It's great in theory, but when you look at guys like Tyreek Hill and you see that guy split a defense in 2 seconds flat, you know, or you look at Debo Samuel, who he could have had over N'Keal Harry, like just his evaluation of talent alone, it is a massive hit on the so-called genius that we all, you know, believe that Bill Belichick is.
I mean, I don't know. We're 2 seasons away from losing Tom Brady, essentially a rebuild. And one of them was a COVID year, right. And you buy into that, and you got, and you got to the playoffs. I mean, I don't look at them as a tier two team. I just
but
don't.
They are a tier two team. Look at. Mike, let me jump in and kind of help your point a little bit. Right? When you start to look at the tier one teams, those are the teams that sit atop the playoffs. Then you got these three teams that maybe be able to sneak into the playoffs, or even a four teams that you go, okay, the Colts, the Patriots, who else made the playoffs? Some of these lower level teams this
Colts
year.
Colts didn't make the playoffs.
No, but what those teams that were kind of hovering around in those bottom playoff positions, the Raiders, like that's the position that the Patriots are in. So you're good enough to make the playoffs, but are you good enough to compete with the Bills, the Chiefs, Cincinnati? Are you good enough to compete with those teams when it matters?
I guess maybe let's not call them a second tier team, but the way that you watched those games yesterday, the Patriots would have been absolutely, they would have looked lost
teams. They have a rookie for a quarterback. Give them some time.
But I'm not talking about Mac. I'm talking about the team as a whole. Like, at every level, they would have been lost out there right. in any of those games.
Because they're second tier.
And in yesterday's games in particular, both games, you had two teams that you didn't know who was going to win until the very last second. It was unbelievable to watch. And I was sitting there, and I love Mac Jones.
I mean, the guy that Bill wanted to be his quarterback is probably heading to the Super Bowl. I mean, is everybody going to ignore that?
Well, no. But
I mean, have you watched him play? He's been awful.
Yeah,
he's hurt. Boomer told you he was hurt.
And it's more about the
he literally, I think his quarterback rating on Saturday night was 11.
And it's more about the talent that they have around him, right? So when you start to look at the talent that they have around Mac Jones, you keep on saying he's a rookie. All right, so based on the talent that they have around him, is he going to elevate?
Yes.
You believe he's going to elevate to that first tier level with the talent that they have around him?
Around him now?
Yes.
With N'Keal Harry? No.
Yeah, with N'Keal Harry,
but you know,
Kendrick Bourne,
Hunter Henry, all those guys.
Do you think Bill
is not going to do anything offseason-wise to improve the talent on the team?
He's going to have to do a massive overhaul.
And Jimmy G's passer rating was 57. His QBR was -2.
And so. I was sent a photo of Bill on a ferry back from Nantucket during the games yesterday, and apparently he was playing solitaire, not watching any of the games. So
was he playing it old school solitaire with cards, or was he playing it on his laptop?
Seemed like it was on a laptop or a device.
Right. All right, he's adapting to technology.
He's much different away from the facility. I mean, you wouldn't even recognize him. He's just cracking jokes. He's playing solitaire on a ferry?
That's the photo I was sent.
Good Lord.
Let's see. This is Michael. Hello, Michael.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
How are you, Michael?
I'm good. Just so you know, I was planning on wearing my Tommy Trader shirt today anyway.
I got mine on.
It was 45. Yeah. That's why I'm mentioning it. It's 45 here this morning. Little chilly. Courtney, we don't need a thing to figure out whether or not you're a Bridezilla. Just the fact that Santos the Saint convinced you that he enjoyed himself, which made me think that he's going to win an Emmy, an Oscar, a Grammy, and, you know, for that acting job, okay? Because no guy enjoys that, okay? And
Michael, are you married?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. So the reason that you think that is why you are not married at the moment. So there you go.
Taking any marriage advice
from Michael is just not going to happen. Bottom line. But thank you, Michael. Always
thank
a pleasure.
You, thank you. You think
not
Santo,
at the moment.
We don't have time to get, but do you really think Santo enjoyed this weekend?
Yes, you know Santo.
I do.
Santo is a planner.
He is.
He enjoys planning things.
Okay.
And he sat there. He took notes. The wedding planner said, "Are you taking notes right now?" He said, "Yeah." And the planner said, "I haven't seen a groom this involved."
No, she said, "You groomed him well."
This dude's
was he shaking?
Notes?
Was he shaking a little bit?
No, he wasn't shaking at all.
I loved the lobster bisque.
You know what? You guys can make fun of me all you want. I am the happiest I've ever been in my life
that you are. You should.
Bridezilla.
My man was down there taking notes.
What are the results of the Bridezilla poll?
Are they not good? We've had 1,000 votes, 999-1. Yes, Coco's a Bridezilla.
Is it
a high percentage that say you are a Bridezilla?
Yeah, it's like 80%.
Yeah. Just 80? So 20% don't think you're a Bridezilla.
If you were to ask my bridesmaids, I would say all of them, like, I really don't talk about my wedding with them unless they ask.
Really?
But I talk with you guys every day.
Only talk to friends that ask about your wedding?
As much as you share your wedding.
I mean, you never bring it up on the show.
Well, no, I know, but this is fun to talk about it here. I'm not talking about elsewhere. So
you're
not
talking about all your girlfriends.
Well, because my girlfriends will ask, but a lot of fun things are happening in their lives too. So it's a mix.
All right. We got to get to, speaking of Courtney, to trending.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And it's time to take your adventures further than ever before in your all-new 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, starting at $32,820. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. The Bucks, we've been talking about all morning, fell to the Rams yesterday 30-27, which means all headlines will turn from another Super Bowl for Brady to will Brady retire? Adam Schefter joined us in the 8 o'clock hour. Here's a little bit of what he had to say.
Tom Brady's a smart guy. When he says, "I haven't thought about it," and, you know, there'll be time to think about it, of course he's thought about it. Of course he's thought. He doesn't want to talk about it right now. And that's fair, and he deserves that right. But the way it has been explained to me is that he's going to take weeks after the season, which ended yesterday, step back, talk with his family, think about what he wants to do, assess the situation, and then decide whether he does or doesn't want to play. And I know, you know, most people have a hard time thinking, well, you know, he's not going to play. Well, he might come back and play. You know, we don't know. But I think this is the first time that I think it's even really a real decision about whether he might not play again.
Ken, this is for you. He's going to leave yet another team in limbo while he decides whether or not he's going to play for them or not.
I feel so bad for all those home gates they got in Tampa. They must be really destitute. Idiot.
I love how Tom Brady was interested in listening to Schefter, the thing I took away, that the guy is kind of now like year to year.
Yeah.
But when he was here, they were saying, hey, Tom, you should probably be year to year.
Just be year to year?
He was like, no. I want multiple years.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a year-to-year guy now.
Yeah.
All right.
And you can hear more about from Adam Schefter on WEEI.com. And the Chiefs took down the Bills in overtime win 42-36 for Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, his words of inspiration for Mahomes was, quote, "When it's grim, be the grim reaper and go get it." Wow. Put that on tombstone.
But watching those games, how good is Josh Allen? And
he's good.
Patrick Mahomes.
He's great. They're
unbelievable.
Both great.
Like their ability to, like, some of those throws that
they made. How good was Josh Allen his first season? Not very good.
Yeah, but he came from Wyoming, so it's like, you know what, you needed a quarter, you needed a good coach and kind of unlock his potential. It's just, man, like watching them, I was like impressed with some of the things that 2-point conversion that he threw to Steph Diggs at the end of the game. And I'm not talking about his ability to throw the football, but to get out of that stuff. Like, that is, like, that's why I said the days of the pocket passer, when Brady retires, they'll go with him.
Well, the AFC Championship game will be the Chiefs and the Bengals. How do you put Joe Burrow up against?
I mean, Joe Burrow's another one. He's a good quarterback. He can't improvise as much, but he has some talent around him, too. It's going to be more about, can Cincinnati's defense...
Nope, they're going to get their ass kicked. Their
can they slow down Kansas City a little bit?
I want to root against the Chiefs with all of my being, but they're going to...
But then what you're going to need, Curtis, you're going to need Cincinnati's offense to go tit-for-tat with Casey.
Or maybe somebody will actually document the number of felons the Chiefs have and maybe pick them out of the game.
They are guys basically committing crimes during warm-ups that somehow they get the NFL to let them play in the game.
Travis Kelce shoplifted halftime, and they let him play the second half.
Andy Reid.
Well, that was
Reid.
That's not his fault. That's the fault of the train security people.
Right.
If you're stealing things from the railroad, it's the security fault.
And you notice how the only one that did anything when the guy ran on the film was the Buffalo Bills guy? The rest of those Kansas City Chiefs thugs are just like, go ahead, man.
No, they tried to sign him.
And your Celtics are coming off a W over the Wizards last night, 116-87. Jason Tatum, a good night for him, 51 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists. And the Bees got a win over Winnipeg on Saturday, 4-2. Two goals came from Pasta. They now host the Ducks tonight at 7. And here's Curtis with your weather.
Live from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Weather Center, feels like 13 degrees in Boston, afternoon high in the low 30s.
And that's
more from the Greg Hill Show, recapping a busy NFL playoff weekend.
This is WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now,
I will be leaving the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Wow. We should do like some type of producer search.
How long would you recommend that? Control 3 months? That. 4 months?
Worked out well last time.
What about Kendra?
Oh. Be curious, not judgmental.
I don't care about the rest of the country.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe.
This is fantasy land that I'm living in.
Brighton, Massachusetts.
I was getting ready to say something.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
So are you suggesting that that is the biggest douche move that anybody could ever do on a plane? Watch television with their volume up on their phone?
Violent takeover notwithstanding, that is the worst thing you can do on a plane.
No, the worst thing you can do on a plane is talk to the person you're sitting next to. No one cares about where you're going and you haven't seen your
kids. Oh, is your mom there? Oh, that's
nice. No one gives a crap.
This is The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up with you?
There you go.
How's that?
Hi.
Man, ain't it going on, trying to survive.
With your host.
I live next door to Greg Hill. He's not an impressive guy.
Greg Hill.
Yes, queen.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty, Wiggy.
But Greg, you brought up an interesting point about the Bills game. God damn, I done forgot it already.
What?
Oh, my Lord.
You have been in a very special place this morning. I just want to point it out.
Featuring the new full-time co-host of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Courtney Cox.
Greg, you suck. You're ugly.
Behind the glass.
The Curtis Show.
Curtis.
Hey, Curtis, you're not a bad dude, but you suck at this.
I love small talk.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole!
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
Cover it!
Let's cover it.
I love you dearly.
On sports radio.
Cheers. Crushing bands. Watching the past.
From your lips to God's ears.
The Celtics are the boss.
WEEI.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Well, in evaluating the performance of today's producer candidate, Matty D, I would give that intro A+.
Agreed.
You agree?
Yes.
A+.
Yeah, I like the intro.
What? What's
the matter? I will say my rating, and I love Matt. I love
Uh-oh.
Matt. Yeah, I think Matt,
I love
Matt
somebody.
Is always Uh-oh. Like he's
it's
al-
like the butt.
Uh-oh. He's always wanting to take something off your plate, help. And this is on me too, because I'm here and I should have checked the Bruins score that was given is unfortunately not correct.
Oh boy.
In trending.
Oh boy. Trending. Beep, all morning with beep. The all morning long with the wrong Bruins score.
Yeah, 3-2 was the win. They did win. Oh. And Pasta had one goal, not
was two. Was that Matty D who wrote trending?
Yeah, can I just
was it Courtney?
A quick
hold on a second.
No, I'm willing to take blame. Earlier, I tried to take blame for the Roman numeral thing with the Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, I didn't write the original trending. I've gone.
Whoa.
Right? Wait, am I losing my mind?
No, I wrote it. But I tried to take ownership earlier when I miss
translated
Roman numerals.
We shouldn't have the Bruins score in there at all. It was Saturday. Like, there's only two people that don't know that score.
Oh, that's a good point, Curtis. Well, there may be some people who don't have a cell phone.
I mean,
that's why we do the weather, right?
So apologies to everybody all morning. Wow. But that is on me, because I should have double-checked work, and I'm the one saying it, so I should know what I'm saying.
To be fair, to dig myself into a deeper hole, I was at the game, so I probably should have been able to get it correct.
Ken hasn't been gone.
Four was the number of beers you had.
Well, I was working, so I wasn't partaking in that. But
Ken hasn't been.
Wait a minute, hold on.
I clearly wasn't paying enough attention.
You were working the game, and you got the score wrong?
Well, I freelance for visiting radio in Boston, so they had a French radio team in Boston.
Oh, probably.
So it's a little harder. Yes, yeah, there's a little bit of language.
Les flow points.
And Matt Durant also had the Challenger explosion in there for some reason. I don't know why.
Ken hasn't been gone one day, and now Courtney has taken over as throwing people under the bus as a coach. Remember she criticized Ken for that coaching?
No, I'm not coaching. I'm just
I needed
to apologize.
Matty D right under the bus. That
I took
quick.
Ownership too.
Matt, how you feeling over there, bro?
Oh, that's completely deserved. That's on me.
That was quick.
I mean, it's kind of Anchorman-ish if you're just reading what is on the teleprompter. I mean, right. What are you talking about?
See, this is when I get upset.
That's the court upset.
No, because it's so fraudulent. It is so fraudulent. Greg sits here, looks at the text screen, pulls stuff from there all day. I'm writing the news during the show, and then I want to do trending. I'm enjoying doing that. But that is how it is done, correct, Ken?
May I suggest something based on what we learned about the wedding planning weekend?
Oh, my God. I should have stayed in South Carolina.
May I suggest a fix on this?
Okay, what?
Over the weekend,
uh-huh.
When sports are on,
yeah.
You watch Santo Takes Notes. What do you think about that?
Well, maybe I like that.
Maybe Santo watches and takes the notes and just
gives them. Just sends them to me.
I did think
Santo was going to get.
Can I get a copy of Santo's notes from the wedding planning weekend? Okay, I want a copy of those.
I was nervous for his safety on the flight though, because he was rowdy on the flight home.
Really?
watching the game.
Well, he was upset, or
was he rowdy?
Yeah, well, he was rooting for the Bucks, so when they started coming back, he was all excited, and then obviously didn't end.
Openly rooting, like yelling and screaming.
Yeah.
Is that it, Curtis? You're the airline douche move guy.
Brady involved. He gets a pass.
This is Bob from New Hampshire. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's
good
up?
Morning from Hampton Beach.
Wiggy's favorite place.
I love me some Hampton.
Yep. Yeah. You still there?
Yeah. Unfortunately.
But I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
Late this August, early September, when football season starts again, you guys got to come up to the yard and do your show live. I'm like 35 feet from the ocean.
Okay.
And you walk out my door and you're on the sand. I know Wiggy's a big Hampton Beach guy.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
Maybe a couple lawn chairs we could use out
some
in the yard there.
Fried dough.
Yeah. Bring your significant others. We'll do some lobsters, some ribs,
okay.
And we'll make a day of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Wiggy, I agree with you. The Pats are second tier. Out of their 10 wins, they only got 2 wins against playoff teams. One was against Buffalo in a hurricane, and the other one was against the Titans. And the Titans almost won that game. And they were totally depleted. But, they're definitely second tier. I thought their defense was overrated this year. And they definitely wouldn't have survived this past weekend. So I totally agree with you. They need a lot of help across the board. I don't think it's Coach Belichick. I don't know why Steve Belichick is there. That's my opinion. But
you and Curtis agree on that, Bob.
Yep.
Yeah, I think it's because of his name, but, we'll leave that alone. But
all right. Thanks, Bob.
By the way, speaking of nepotism gone awry, Sean Hockley should be fired. God, that guy sucks. What an idiot. I mean, Tom Brady gets the benefit of calls. The refs were not the reason they lost that game in any way, shape, or form. But he gets bloodied in his chin from Von Miller, and he says after the game that Tom used abusive language. What an idiot.
Curtis is fiery this morning.
That was an odd moment, right. I will admit.
When he's like, I'm bleeding.
To choose to give Tom Brady his first ever unsportsmanlike conduct penalty ever.
Sounds like they were listening to his interview with Scratchy.
It does sound like that, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It does sound a little bit like that. This is Nick from Weymouth. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how you doing? Just looking forward. 49ers will take care of the Rams. They got more character. They're tougher. They actually hit and tackle, as opposed to what some of the Buccaneers were doing yesterday. Hit and tackle. Oh. Cooper Kupp there. Line of scrimmage in the slot. There was a number 83 or 85. He might as well have hugged him when he went in to try to get Stafford. But you bang him at the line of scrimmage. Also, too, in my opinion, in the NFL, 50% of the safeties, I would never let them play on defense when the ball's inside the 15-yard line. Why? They cannot tackle. They cannot fight for a ball. You need linebackers back there. So the 49ers will have no problem with them. They beat them twice. It'll be the Mahomes and the Chiefs against them. And as for, I couldn't believe, but I believe he's hurt. A couple of weeks ago, he got kicked a couple of times. This is Burrows in the knee. He's got that knee brace. He can't move laterally. He did have a vertical run. He he was too close to the line of scrimmage, like I'd say 65, 75% of the time. They couldn't get anything going. He tried to go up in the pocket. There'd be no pocket, so he cannot run laterally. They'll not have a problem with him. The only thing with the 49ers, Deebo Samuel's got to be healthy. He turned an ankle, I guess. Talk about hitting and tackling. Patriots, if they had a guy like Fred Warner, a couple of guys like that, they'd be in business. He's kind of hurting too, but he'll be back for them.
Right.
And also they got Kittle. They're a tougher team, trust me, than the Rams. And as for the I don't believe that they'll be able to beat. They could possibly beat KC, but I doubt it. I think KC is just too well-rounded. All right. They got to tighten up their secondary and do some more intelligence than what you're supposed to do inside the 15-yard line.
Thank you.
Some good football insight.
You know,
you broke every team down.
Guys like everybody else, he has an opinion.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Wants to be heard.
Who do you like?
I like Kansas City. I'm going to go I'm going to go with the Rams. I just feel like, you know, I know they lost to them twice during the regular season and one was at the end of the season. I just feel like that the quarterback play, it's going to come down to that. And, you know, Jimmy G playing again with another injury. And I think that's ultimately going to obviously catch up to them.
This is Bryce from Marlboro. What's up, Bryce?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
What's going on?
Yeah, so I was basically calling. I just think this was the greatest weekend of football we have ever seen, man.
We talked about it earlier. It was probably the best weekend of playoff football in my lifetime. Absolutely.
What it really did for me? It just highlighted, and I know one caller
highlighted how bad Mac Jones is.
No, it's not.
What his ceiling is.
No, that's
what it did for me.
The caller was right. I think it highlights.
It highlighted for me the Patriots are a 12th tier team.
It highlights is the.
They're going to be 5-12.
It highlights the level of skill that players now have. And I agree with one caller called up and said maybe Bill is coaching like it's a different era.
Yeah, he's not.
The skill, he
has adjusted more than ever before.
So where are those fast, quick linebackers, guys that can make plays, guys that can get all over the place? Where are those guys? Maybe you start to look at and you start to see what this is, and you start to see the skill set, and it's just changing. You have to go with guys that are there. Where is your Nick Bosa?
So do you really think the league has, you're essentially saying the league has passed Bill by?
No, I'm saying that what he's done, he hasn't changed.
You won't say anything negative about
Bill. No, I'm not saying something negative. He hasn't changed his philosophy on how he drafts or brings in players because he's still caught in this mindset of maybe bringing in guys that fit a different mold of playing football.
He changed his draft entirely last year. He took a quarterback at
15. No, but I'm talking about the skill set that those players have. That's what you have to change. Like if it was me, and I would have taken a quarterback that had the ability to improvise with his legs.
Lance.
No. If it was me, I would have taken, might have moved up to get a guy like Micah Parsons, a linebacker that is versatile enough to get on the edge playing the middle. If it was me, I would have went after a legit wide receiver in the offseason as a free agent. I would have went with the second and third tier wide receivers. Kendrick Bourne has been a nice player. Nelson Aguilar. I would have went with guys that I know, whether it would have been trading for Diggs like, you know, Buffalo did a couple years ago, going after those plays, I would have made the move on Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, look at Odell Beckham Jr. Has like 6 touchdown catches all season long.
The poor guy, he took a giant percentage of his salary in Bitcoin. He's absolutely screwed.
Did you start sweating when the Bucks kicker kept kicking it out of bounds? Did it bring you back to John Casey in the 2003 Super Bowl?
Man, I was nervous with the Bucks kicker that failed at the end of the game after he missed.
What an idiot.
But maybe, Greg, he hasn't changed his philosophy and the skill set that the players he goes out and gets. And I agree with the caller that he has to kind of get into this world of new way of thinking.
This is, hold on a second. Sorry about that. This is Roy from Boston. Roy, what's up? Roy.
Hey,
He said, hold on.
Hold on. We got a show going on, Roy.
He said, thank you. I think he's getting like a drive-thru.
I don't know if he's getting coffee or something.
Roy.
Oh, sorry, guys. I went to get my coffee. Sorry.
Roy.
I wanted to call out the Deuce move by Ken on his first day. Howard still keeping all his live reads. Sooner or later, we're going to hear him on the Gresham Keith doing his own read.
Yeah. I mean, that is. You're right. It's a douche move. Give that to somebody who needs the money.
Mm. Come on, Ken.
You're pushing P now.
He got a company car, a brand new Chevy Volt.
Ken is pushing big P, Wiggy.
Oh, okay. Ken, you pushing P over there,
yes,
baby?
Yes, he is. Yes,
I
he is.
I see you, man.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Push P. Yeah, push a P, turn me up. Turn me up, P. Pointers in the paddock in my piece. I'm push a P. Cop new hammers for my P. We don't want no peace. Got a spot across the spot. Jeff a piece. Drop the dot and now we plotting. Exotic peas. She not a lesbian for peace. She turned lesbian. Push a P. I'm push a P.
Well, Curtis, we got to get out of here soon so I can go finish Ozark season 4. We've yet to discuss that. Are we putting a moratorium on the Ozark discussion since it only dropped on Friday?
Yeah, so this is part one. We have 7 episodes to watch. So maybe Wednesday, Thursday?
How many did you get to?
I'm through 5.
I'm through 3.
You're through 3? Pretty good.
Very good.
Excellent.
Really good. And do you like the way they – I won't spoil anything, but the way they teased you – at the very beginning with the potentially tragic thing that occurred, or would you rather that just happen out of the blue?
I like the tease. I don't know. I can go either way.
See, I have it hanging over my head the whole time, wanting to figure out when that happens and why it happened.
I think that might be why Brady retires.
No, it could be.
I like more when they don't tease it and it just happens and it's shocking.
Yeah.
My favorite character this season is the brother-in-law, or the former spouse of the woman that died at the end of season 3. That is driving around and digging up dirt on everybody.
Is he a PI?
Yes, the private detective guy. Yes.
He is brilliant.
Yes.
My favorite character is the cartel guy, the top guy.
The top guy? You like that guy?
I love him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. I'm telling you, I was worried about it. There has not been a bad season of Ozark, and that's hard to say.
What when number is this? 4?
This is 4.
Okay.
When you get into like the 4 or 5 Mm-hmm. 6 years, there ends up being a bad season in there somewhere. Like, I thought this season of Succession was meh. They kind of saved it at the end, but it was meh.
Yes.
My least favorite character on Ozark, though, Darlene Snell. Yeah. I hate her. Oh, every time she's on screen, I'm like, get her off. She gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Well, she's kind of a one-trick pony. She does the same thing in every, like, whenever there's conflict, there's one thing that happens.
And the sex scenes with her are... Oh.
they're too much.
Is Ruth the best character on TV?
Ruth is pretty good.
Yeah, you could argue that.
I like Charlotte, too. Their daughter. Yeah.
She's kind of like she doesn't really do much. Although she's getting kind of mean and evil, I guess.
Well,
yeah.
Somebody has to, because what's his face is running amok.
Yeah, Charlotte's too old.
this is June. Hello, June. June? All right. June is no longer there. What about TC? TC. Oh, Wiggy's guy, TC.
It's my boy.
TC, what's up?
Yeah, what's up? I don't understand why nobody ever mentions this. Like, even back when Minnesota beat New Orleans in the playoffs on that completely ridiculous thing. But everyone talks about, oh, coaching. Listen, okay? Listen to me. There's 11 guys playing defense, right? They're in the NFL, so they're probably pretty good football players. You don't need a coach, okay, when there's 13 seconds left and the ball's on the 25-yard line. You shouldn't need a coach. The problem, and then you got some caller saying, "Yeah, they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, they're smarter." Smarter? 13 seconds. 13. You don't let them get into field goal range, and you win. You should not need a coach. Pop Warner kids should be able to handle that situation and not let what happened happen. So please, all you people that are coaching, simplify things. Simplify. When you simplify, that means things are easier. Okay? Simplify things. Use logic, common sense. I know we don't do that in this country anymore. Common sense doesn't exist. But anyways, you shouldn't need a coach. 13 seconds left, guys. Come on.
See, I agree with TC to a certain extent.
The players should know how to do it.
Right, but here's what I would say to you, TC. Players nowadays are not as smart as they used to be. Like in that Travis...
Exactly. There you go.
In that Travis Kelce situation, like maybe get up over him. And not let him
on
just...
On the line.
Yeah, not
bump
let him...
him a little.
Right.
Two, so... don't let... it's disgusting. I'm sitting on my couch watching this stuff. I'm telling you right now, I haven't played football since I was probably 12 in Pop Warner. I would have been in... They would have been better off with me out there than probably those 11, because I at least would have said, hey, let's do this, this, and this, and we'll probably win. It's disgusting. It's the professional sport. NBA, NFL, the players are so dumb. It's sad.
And there are definitely a lot, and the other guy that I felt bad for was Joe Burrow, because I don't know if you were able to watch any of that Cincinnati game, but their offensive line was like, I had said to my kid watching this game, I go, I can't believe some of these guys are professional football players. Like, they were so bad. Like, even in the Bucs game, Curtis, like the offensive lineman, Von Miller was just running right by guys with no moves, nothing. It was like the lineman did not want to touch him. And I was like, I felt bad for Brady. I'm like, bruh, they're not even blocking for you. I could have did a better job than some of these guys.
Okay, but you don't think but you're not calling for the elimination of all coaching positions.
No, right? No, I'm not going as far as TC.
Robot umpires.
Yeah, I'm not going as far as him.
Thank you.
But I do believe that, and I've said this before, I don't think players are as smart when it comes to understanding.
Well, you've been saying that for a while, that they're not as smart as.
But don't
they
have far more diverse offenses now than they used to?
But I don't think they understand the situation. And I think the problem is, Curtis, if you ever watch college football, I'm a big college football fan. Everything is like handed to them. So they know, hey, on this play, they just look to the sideline. Coach tells them what to do. There's no, like, being able to read coverages and that kind of stuff. So I think a lot of them, then when they get to the league, and depending on the organization you play for, you got to stop being able to watch film on your own, figuring out defenses, figuring out situations. Like, the fact that you don't know, like, certain situations.
Yeah.
Who was it? Was it here when we were talking about some of the players didn't know what was going to happen and in overtime? I can't remember. I feel like we were talking about that before.
All right, we got to go. Matty D, nice job.
Good job, Matty D.
Anybody want to, are we grading or do we want to grade on air? Do we want to do.
Oh, we're using a curve.
I love Matty D, and I think he's always here early. He always wants to, you know, help out in any way he can. He's hungry.
Okay.
I love Matty D. Right. Great voice.
That's a good grade right there.
Yeah.
Man.
Pretty good grade. Wiggy?
I thought Matty D did a good job. There was a few hiccups. I would have loved to heard him more. Because, well, the one thing I said that I think he has a good voice and he has, like, you know, but I understand he's trying to feel his way around. Bro, just jump in the pool, man. Yeah. That's what I would do.
I'll take that note.
Before you go, I ask you one of my favorite interview questions of all time.
Oh boy.
If you could leave us and only describe yourself with one word, what would that one word be?
Stressed at the moment.
It's a millennial thing. That is good. I like
it.
I was hoping for a Dino complicated.
Is there a more perfect answer from a 26-year-old?
Oh, man. No,
that was
that
perfect.
One right there. Nope. All right. Well, that's the one you've left in my. That's it. That's my final picture of you. Stressed. That's the way you want it.
That's the way it'll stay.
All right. We will be back tomorrow morning at 6. Gresh and Keefe is next. Thank you very much for listening.
Brady and the Bucks fall to the Rams in a 30-27 thriller.
And the Rams, by the hair of their skinny teeth,
will this be the last time we see TB12?
Truthfully, guys, I'm thinking about this game and not thinking about anything past 5 minutes from now.
Keep it locked here for reaction and coverage.
At the end of the day, the GOAT stood tall. I hope he comes back for another year.
And Tom Brady very well may come to the decision, and he will play again. But I think this is the first time that I think it's even really real decision about whether he might not play again.
Your home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
It's WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.